Thank you, Rosemary, or Madam Chair. Mr. High Commissioner, distinguished colleagues, the number of displaced people has more than doubled from 10 years ago, and we are faced with prolonged conflicts around the world that are causing large-scale growth of vulnerable populations. In response to such an unprecedented crisis, Japan, for its part, announced its commitment to providing an assistance package of $2.8 billion between 2016 and 2018 for refugees and migrants, host countries and communities. Japan also declared a contribution of $100 million to the World Bank's Global Crisis Response Program. Japan has further stated its intent to provide assistance in the area of human resource development, such as educational assistance and vocational training for 1 million people affected by conflicts, and the acceptance of up to 150 Syrian students and their families over the coming 5 years. As for our contribution to UNHCR, Japan extended approximately $160 million this year. As the Japanese budget cycle doesn't synchronize with the timing of this pledging conference, we cannot tell a specific amount for 2017 at this present time. I can assure you, however, that we will faithfully carry out forms of assistance such as those I just mentioned in close cooperation with UNHCR. Madam Chair, in view of the protracted nature of the current refugee situations, Japan has been advocating the strengthening of the humanitarian development nexus. It is crucial to ensure early engagement by development actors in response to the refugee crisis. When I recently visited the Dadaab refugee camp in Kenya, I recognized the importance of collaboration between humanitarian agencies and development actors to build self-reliance of refugees, reduce the burden on host communities, and to assist home countries. At present, Japan is carrying out model projects for the humanitarian development nexus, totaling $110 million in 9 countries, including Turkey, Jordan, and Uganda. Japan appreciates the leading role UNHCR is taking in developing the Global Refugee Compact. This historical document will be drafted based on studies of applying the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework to actual cases. Aiming to support this process, we have committed $4 million for the pilot projects in Uganda and Tanzania. Japan will continue to support UNHCR in its endeavor to formulate an effective compact for adoption in 2018. Madam Chair, in connection with increasing numbers of refugees and asylum seekers in the world today, UNHCR's budgetary needs are now greater than ever. To use the precious resources to the full, we expect UN organizations to move away from the silo approach and take action as one UN. Broadening donor bases is another important aspect to be pursued in order to address the growing needs. Japan welcomes UNHCR's efforts to expand its donor base. This year, the contributions from Japanese private sector through the Japan Association of UNHCR reached their highest level of $2.7 million. Japan will continue its efforts to expand its donor base. Before finishing, I'd like to express my appreciation to you, High Commissioner, for your dedicated and active engagement with your mission since you assumed the role of High Commissioner this January. Among the many countries you visited, your recent travel to Japan, and participated in an exchange of opinions with a wide range of stakeholders, including representatives of private corporations and Japanese NGOs. Your visit contributed to an increased focus on refugee issues and the work of UNHCR in Japan. For its part, Japan will continue to do its utmost to provide assistance for refugees in cooperation with UNHCR. I thank you.